bright lights.
Adrian, as you reflect back at this season, what are you going to remember the most? Obviously the numbers, but maybe even more than that. What is that going to be?
Just how, you know, 3-3 guys just continued to fight all season and was able to overcome adversity. You know, when we, you know, it was time we was in our slump, but God was able just to bounce back and, you know, be resilient and, you know, continue to fight. You know, so just that camaraderie that we built this season, that's what I'm going to remember the most.
Jared said the inspiration that you gave this team, that no one could put limitations on you, that it was kind of inspiring for everyone else to feel that way, and that really helped the team. Did you feel that as you were going along in the season, that kind of the team picked up on that vibe and did it too?
Yeah, I can definitely say I was able to feel that. You know, in my mind sometimes I kind of over, you know, I understand that I help, you know, inspire people, but, you know, I'm just so calm and just nonchalant about, you know, just the recovery process, because it's my faith is just that strong. So I don't really analyze it and see how much, you know, I really do affect people. But, you know, I was able to see it, you know, just hearing it from different guys and, you know, just, you know, even some of the guys that are on injury reserve and that's working, you know, get back, you know, just, you know, saying different things about how, you know, I was able to inspire them or whatnot. But, you know, that's what it's all about.
You seem to be single-minded in that. It's not that someone says you can't and then you're going to prove them wrong. You never thought that you couldn't to begin with. It's a different way of looking at it.
Yeah. You know, in my mind, I had no doubt that, you know, I was going to come back and be better than I was before. You know, I said it then and, you know, it turned to reality, you know. But, you know, you definitely got to put work into it. And, you know, I had my mindset on that, and I knew, you know, that I was going to take advantage of every opportunity through that process of rehabbing and doing the things that I can do, doing that recovery and each step that I was going to maximize those opportunities. And, you know, now I'm looking into it, you know, just having that experience last year. Now I get to go into this offseason with the same mindset, coming back better than I was before. And, you know, reaching out to a lot of guys this offseason to try to get those guys to come up to Houston or Arizona, wherever, you know, I have to go to kind of get a group together to work out and we can start doing this thing together.
How much you take off to rest? Some people think you don't rest.
I'll take a little time to rest, you know, but not much. I promise you that. You know, I'm going to definitely be working all offseason, you know. You know, as the season approaches and comes around, things will ramp up, you know. But, you know, I'll definitely be keeping the body in shape.
What do you think the most important thing is to make sure this isn't just a kind of a one-year flash and that this can be sustained success team-wise?
Just guys just really, you know, being dedicated. You know, guys showing up, you know, being here and working hard. That's what it comes down to, you know, in this league. You got to be able to, you know, go out and, you know, be durable, you know, during the season. There's things you can't control, as injuries and things like that, but the things you can control, you know, make sure you're taking advantage of it. So, you know, a lot of young guys got, you know, a taste of the playoffs in this season and, you know, some good voice and messages from veterans, you know, so, you know, hopefully they continue to stay hungry during the offseason. You know, and you're able just to lay at the house and not get up and go anywhere. You know, you get up and you go get a workout in and you're being productive with one goal in mind, and that's coming back to win the championship. So, you know, I'm going to try to do my best to get more guys involved personally, and I'm staying on top of my game.
Based on your mindset and what you've accomplished, did you wow yourself or impress yourself?
No, I didn't at all. I didn't wow myself. This is what I expected. You know, I know it sounds nonchalant, you know, like, you know, I'm sure you did, but I did, you know. That's why, you know, I'm just able to take things, you know, as it is, you know, but I feel like there's room for me to get better, and I look forward to doing that.
What was the most satisfying for you? Was it getting back to practice at training camp with the guys? Was it living up to your pledge that you'd be there on opening day, or was it what you accomplished over the course of the season?
Just getting back to, you know, practicing with the guys, man, it was the best feeling, you know, to be kind of bombed out once I actually get back to training camp and find out they put me on the pup list, You know, I was kind of bummed out. But once I got back on the field with the guys and was able to participate, you know, that felt good. It was none like it. And then, you know, just, you know, coming back in September for that first game in the Dome against the Jaguars, man, that was a defining moment, you know, for me. You know, just starting that process, you know, coming off the injury. So that felt good.
What do you think the club needs to do or prioritize to get better offensively or to improve offensively?
What do we need to do?
Yeah, what the priority should be?
I don't know. It's kind of a day after, you know, losing. It's kind of hard to sit back and just analyze everything. But we got a great GM, Rick Spielman. You know, obviously he brought some guys in this year that really helped us, you know, win a lot of games, and that's going to continue to help us win. So I feel like they'll make the right adjustments, bring in the right people to continue to, you know, lead us in the direction we're headed.
Adrian, you want your all five offensive linemen to come back and fill those contracts up. I mean, the age of that offensive line, they could play together for a number of years. How important is it to have them come back all five?
It's going to be important. You know, those guys play some great football this season. You know, they continue to grow and, you know, mold, you know, as the weeks continue to flow. And, you know, with that, it's hard to have that chemistry up front, you know, led by John Sullivan, who's a smart guy. You know, he's the anchor, you know, on the offensive line, you know. But, you know, Big Field and Matt, you know, being a young guy, got some good experience on his belt. You know, Fusco, you know, Charlie, you know, the veteran guy. Those guys really, you know, poured their heart out this season. And, you know, I just really appreciate them. So, you know, this off season, you know, I'm going to keep in contact with those guys and make sure that we're meeting up when we're working out. And, you know, we're taking advantage of, you know, this off season and what it's going to take for us to come back and, you know, continue to play through the postseason and ultimately, you know, get to that championship we all, you know, we all longing for.
Will you offer any advice on getting Phil under contract?
Say it again?
Will you offer any advice to Rick on Phil's contract situation?
I'll probably talk to him, you know, but just to get that guy in, you know, he's just been improving each year. You know, I'm going to keep my arms around him this offseason as well. Just make sure that, you know, he stay on top of his game. You know, he's working out, he's doing necessary things to make someone want to bring you back, you know, as well. I have my, you know, my toe in somewhere.
We asked you a lot this year about the MVP and the comeback award. So, who's the coach of the year?
Who the coach of the year?
Yeah.
Leslie Frazier. Well,
yeah.
You know, he's a great guy. He has helped me, you know, on and off the field too. He just—it's about demeanor and his, you know, his spiritual faith and that's the man that he is. Man, he just radiates, you know, positive energy, and you can't help but feed off him. And you know, he has really been a big part of my development, you know, not only as a football player, but, you know, as a human being. He's very, you know, inspirational.
You've always been a popular